So this is this. If you guys look here, I just went onto an internet browser, and I'm using the cloud right now to bring up my presentation. And so I went to my Office 365. Now, as you can see up here, and I'll get my clicker to point. There's my name there, and this Office 365, I don't pay for it. It's from my job. So I get, access to Office 365, and they give us some programs that we can use. And one of them is PowerPoint. And so that's how I was able to, create this presentation, and it was created online. And so, even though I'm not going to talk specifically about Office 365, it's something that I've used. And so it's something that is another example of the cloud. But today my focus is going to be on Google Drive and Dropbox. Bring up the presentation. So this is my perspective. And what I'm going to talk about, my focus, like I said before, is Google Drive and Dropbox. And the reason why Google Drive and Dropbox are the programs that I want to talk about is because I first learned about them when I was a college student. And I want to talk to you about collaboration. That was a key thing when I was in college. So we set up a Dropbox to share files. So me and my fellow peers, we would set up this Dropbox and we'd share different files and we'd collaborate. And if we had to do a report together, we use Google Drive and you could see everyone contributing to that report. So that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you about these two programs. And the good thing about it is there's access from any device. So if I do something on that computer, I can bring it up on my phone, or I can bring it up on someone else's computer. And that's the beauty of the cloud, and I want to just share with you how you can get started with that if you've never used that before. So my focus tonight is just going to be on the consumer and the individual accounts. Of course, there are business accounts, but that's not something that I'm an expert at. I also want to mention that I'm not endorsing Google Drive or Dropbox. I'm just saying this is how I use it. And so I want to share that experience with you. And the bottom line is there are so many different options out there. You just have to be willing to go and try them and see what works for you. And use what works for you in whatever balance or mix. So the question is, what is the cloud? And we hear that all the time. And this image basically shows that all of our devices, they're connected to the internet. And so when we're creating these documents and files, they're being stored on servers. And so with the internet, we have access to our files anywhere that we have the internet. And that's the basic idea, that you can throw away your flash drive and you can go ahead and access your files through the internet. Okay? I still use a flash drive. I'm sure many people do. But it allows you to access things easily and convenient, especially when you have your internet and it's, you know, up and running. So the key thing about it is it's convenient and you can use it on multiple devices on different platforms. You can use it on your iPhone, you can use it on your Samsung tablet, and it's all stored in these big servers. So there are physical locations, but the internet allows you to bring it up right on that individual device. So the first program that I want to talk about is Google Drive. And a lot of people say, what does it cost? Well, it's free. And it's free up to 15 gigs of storage. And that 15 gigs includes all of Google's G Suite. And that includes Google Drive, Gmail, and Google Photos. Now, if you want more space, you're going to pay for it. So you can spend about $2 a month or $20 a year for 100 gigabytes and $10 a month or $100 a year for 1 terabyte. And for 10 terabytes, you can spend $100 per year. Okay? Actually, that should have been month. So that's my mistake. It was $100 a month, okay, for, this should have been month for 10 terabytes, okay? Some key features. I'm going to do a demo of Google Drive, but I just want to mention some key features right now. It allows you to upload and store all your files online. So anything that you want to store, you can put it on your Google Drive. And it allows you to access them from any device that's internet connected. And it even has features where you don't have to be online, and you can still look at those files. So how do you actually get your files on Google Drive? So you can go on the web, which I'll show you, and you can upload them. There's also a feature where you can download the Google Drive onto your Mac or your PC, but most people here are using their PC. But I also use a Mac, so I just wanted to mention that. You can put it on pretty much any computer. You can also download it onto your phone or your tablet. And so once you have that, then you can access it. The other program that I want to talk to you about today is Dropbox. And the cost for Dropbox, you get 2 gigabytes of space for free. And after that, then you can earn more space. And they usually require you to refer another person. And each time you refer someone, that gives you 500 gigabytes. And it maxes out at 16 gigabytes. Okay? And if you want to pay for it as a consumer, you can pay $100 per year to get 1 terabyte. And then if you want more, I'm sure they'll allow you to pay for more. But I'm not sure what they call that after that. But most people don't need that. And to access Dropbox is similar to Google Drive. You can access it on the web, and you can also download the application onto your computer. And so when you download it onto your computer, you can access your files, you can drag things in, you can create folders. A lot of people, they wonder, well, how do I know that my stuff is going to be there? And so by default, you have a history that's going to be saved in Dropbox. And so if you delete something, they have a way to retrieve it for 30 days. And if you purchase an extended version, then you can get it for up to a year. So that's one of the things that you want to think about when you have these files and I accidentally delete something, can I get it back? And so Dropbox has that feature in there. Like I said, 30 days for a basic account. And then if you spend money, then you can get that information after a year. So I want to show you these actual websites and then show you how we get started with them. So let's first start with Google Drive. And I'm using Chrome right now. It depends on your browser, but if you get to Google, you can click, and here's the Google Drive symbol. So all I have to do is sign in, and I'll sign in just to show you what this looks like and how you get started. So I'm going to type in my information. If you don't have a Google account, then you would have to sign up for one. Right. It would be your Gmail account, and if you need to set up one, then you'd have to set up one. And you'd have to create an account. And so, once I put in my password, so what's going to show up is everything that's in my Google Drive. And one of the things that I want to show you is I can click up here for new. And so I can create a new folder. And I can put different files in that folder. I can also click on this button if I want to upload a file. So if I wanted to choose some file that I have on this computer and put it into my storage, then I can do that. And I can also upload a folder, a whole folder. Now here's Google Docs, and I'll just click on it to get a blank Google Doc. It's similar to Microsoft Word, so it has the basic features. What I'm going to show you a little bit later on is once you have your document, you can see the revision history. So say I want to create a document, and this document is our board agenda, which I'll show you. I can see if I can share it with all the board members, and then I can see the history of all the changes that we made to that document. So let me actually bring up one of our old board agendas. I'm just going to click on recent. So I'm back at this main page. I'm going to click on recent, and I'm going to find our old board agenda, which I opened up. So this was January's board agenda. And so what I did is I shared it. I made this, and then I clicked up here, and I clicked on share. And so I chose all the people that I wanted to have it shared with. And you can kind of see down over here that these are the people I shared it with, all the board members, right? There's Stephanie, there's Leah, there's George, there's Jim, there's Maurice, Charlotte. So everyone's here. So that's what I did. I clicked on here. When I share it with someone, I can choose different features. Right here, this says anyone who has the link can view. So when I sent out an email, I just copied this link. And so I let anyone who had that link see it. I could also say for Maurice, I can change his permissions. So I can change it so he can comment or he can view. Comment means that you can't change it, but you can make some little suggestions. And view means you can't do anything but look at it. So since I'm the owner, I can decide these things. And I can also invite other people by just putting their email address, and then I can click on these options here. And so at the bottom, there's some owner settings. I can prevent editors from changing access and adding new people, and I can disable options to download, print, and copy. So I can be very restrictive, or I can be open with the documents that I want to share with people. So when I did this for the board meeting, I wanted people to just take a look at it and make changes. So now I want to see how our history. So I'm going to click on File, and I'm going to click on See Revision History. So now I can see how this document has changed over time. So this is the final version, but previously I can click and I can see what happened previously. And as you can see what I did. It has my name and it shows you what I crossed out. So you can see the things that I changed after all the suggestions that the board members gave me. And so That was what we took away. And then if I look even further back in time, I can see what Charlotte suggested, right? I can see all the things that she changed, George, Leah. I can see all of that. So a lot of people, when they think of Google Docs, they're like, well, I don't know because people are changing it and I don't know who's doing what. But you actually have a record. This is something that's really cool that Google has done. Because you know you have that record right here that you can check and see who did what. And if you don't like something, you can just take it away. So that revision history is really important when you're trying to collaborate with other people. Any questions at this time? Okay, so the question is, am I going to be talking about a synced subdirectory that you can drag and add files from directly from your computer? So let's take a look at that.
Is he asking about Google Drive or Google Docs?
So the question is he asking about Google Drive or Google Docs?
Google Drive.
So for Google Drive, like I said, if you want to download it to your computer so that it's on there and then you could just drag your folder, it would have a folder on your computer, you can do that. I just clicked on this, the gear, and it has settings, and then I would click on download drive. Now, I'm not going to actually do it on this computer, but that's what I would do to get it. I would click on it, and I would say download for PC, and it would allow me to create a folder. And they have this this animation here to kind of show you how you would it would allow you to just take your folder, take your files from your desktop and just drag it and put it into that. And so now you would be able to see it on your phone, on your tablet, or any other computer. So that's basically what you're asking. Hopefully that's what you're asking. Sure. Yeah. So what did you do? Like, what were the settings that you did to sync it? I know this computer isn't going to have that folder, but right. And definitely the thing with this is you have to try it out. And if you're not sure about something, usually if you search for it online, you can figure it out. And of course, you can always put it on Laxlist and someone knowledgeable in our group will definitely be able to help you. Taking a look at Google Docs, that was one example. They have Google Sheets, which is similar to Excel, Google Slides, and then they have even more. They have Google Forms, which as a teacher I use. I've used it for them to fill out information, and then it actually puts it into a spreadsheet, and I can get that information from the students, and it comes up with cool graphs to kind of see what they're doing. So check that out when you have some time. There's also Google Drawings, Google My Maps. I've never used that before, and Google Sites. The other thing is Connect More Apps. This is how you get the most out of using Google Drive. So if you're not overwhelmed, here's another thing that you can use. There are different applications that you can find that are tailored toward Google Drive. So if you it's basically anything you want to do, there's probably someone who's created an application to do it. For example, PDF Converter. So you can easily convert your documents to PDF format. So I think the cool thing about Google Drive is it's customizable. Things that you want to do, you probably can find a way if you're savvy enough to search for it to get it done. Now, I will mention one thing with this board agenda. We love to have our line numbers. And Google Drive does a terrible job at that. And so I went and I tried to find some app that would put the line numbers. And it was interesting because it brought it up, but it only showed it on my computer. If I sent it to Leah or Maurice or Jim, it wouldn't show up on their version. So, you know, I was banging my head against the wall trying to figure out how do I put these number lines with Google Drive. And so one of the workarounds I tried to do was I set up a table and just put the numbers in a column, and then I typed everything else in the other column. The problem is everything was misaligned. And so I got an email from someone complaining, why is everything misaligned? So like I said, Google Drive, there are so many good things about it, but it's not as, it's not perfect, and it's not quite the same as our old trustworthy Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, Excel that we're all used to using. So I think there is a learning curve in just getting used to trying to figure it out and searching for things if it's not perfect. So the apps are a key thing that you can take a look at. There's also these different folders shared with me. Say, for example, someone has shared something with me. Here's some examples of things that have been shared with me. So look at an example. I got this from some teacher, and it's a parent contact log. So that this is a document so that I'm, you know, use for work. But actually, I've never used it. But that just shows you things that were shared with me. Okay? There's Google Photos. I think that it replaced Picasa. Different photos that you upload will come up there. Starred is if you decide to put a special mark on something. And then backups is here. That is actually my phone. So it actually is showing that it backed up some information from my phone, which I didn't realize. And if I wanted to upgrade storage, it tells me how much of the 15 free gigabytes I'm using. Okay, so you can see that Drive is using 2, Gmail is using 3, and Photos using 3 megabytes. I didn't mean to do that, but yeah. So actually, it gives you a graph of how much you're using and how much it would cost to get more. Any other questions on Google Drive? I want to mention Dropbox next. How secure? So if you look up here, it says HTTPS. So that does show you that there is some level of security. Is it secure? What do you guys think? So I heard that it's as secure as your password. I heard that it's encrypted. For Dropbox. Yeah. Dropbox is encrypted, but I'm not sure about Google Drive. But if I were you, if there's something that that's really important to you, I would say maybe have it in multiple places, not just in Google Drive, so that you at least have something else. You never know. But I'm willing to trust it for most things that I use on a daily basis. If it's something that's really, really important, you probably want to have it in multiple places. How do you know? Do you have a cell phone? Do you look at your email? So you're on the cloud, on your phone. How do you know if you're working on a document, is it just staying on your computer or is it? So if I'm working on it right here in my browser, I know that it's here on this platform, right? If I'm on my phone, it has to be synced to this account for me to access it from my phone. So I think it also depends on what device, because on that device, how is it getting there? So let's take a look at that. That's a good segue to Dropbox. Let's take a look at some of the features of Dropbox. So what I'll do is I'll log in. When you go to Dropbox.com, similar to Google, you need to sign up for free Or you could even use your Google account. So you could, if you don't like making up a new password and doing all that, you could just click sign up with Google and use your Google account. So you would sign up for free. Now on their website they have Dropbox for Business, but we don't need that. There's a couple of new things that Dropbox has on their website. It's called Dropbox Paper. So they're trying to compete with Google. And so they're creating their own place where people can create documents and collaborate. So they have all this information. I'm not exactly sure about it, but the only issue with it, I believe, is that it's not compatible with other systems. So if you went on Dropbox and used their paper system, you couldn't convert it to Word or a Google Doc. But with Google Docs, you could convert that to a Word document. You could convert it to other things. But with paper, it seems like it's its own system. And I'm sure they probably want to change that in the future. But they have their own system right now, and I think they're seeing how it works out and maybe have some kind of competition with Google. But I've never used it. But it looks interesting. So I just went on Dropbox's website and they just had it on right here. And I just clicked on right here. It says Dropbox Paper. So explore Dropbox Paper. They also have something about Smart Sync, and I believe that's for businesses, but it might also be for everyone else. So they give you some information. I'll just log into mine, and we can check that out. So I just use... Yeah, you can do that. I don't use the same information. So yeah, it probably is better if you have separate information. It's just that you have to remember all of that information. So be aware of that. So if you have a secure password, that's probably your best guard against issues with that. So I mentioned that one of the reasons why I use Dropbox is for when I was in college, we would collaborate. This is that folder that we shared with some of my cohort members as teachers. So we would have different things in here. We'd have different files that we would share in different classes that we had. And so that was one of the things that really makes Dropbox a really great tool. So if you're trying to share something with someone, you want to share it as a folder. If you just try to share a file, it's not going to work the same way. You're going to need to have a new shared folder. So when you have your account and you want to share it with a group of people, you want to use a new shared folder, and then you go through what they're asking you. And then from there, you can put different permissions. You choose who you want to share it with, and you can change it to different levels of access. They can either edit it, or you can have them just view it. So this is something that I would set up for maybe our board meetings. If I want to share some information with the board members, I can put all of their names, and we'll have our shared folder, and we can all have access to that folder and all the files in it. Like Paula was mentioning, there's paper right there. They want people to start using it. I've never used it before. It's something that's really new, but that would be something to check out. Now, like I said, sharing. If you want to share something, you can create a shared folder, and you can invite other people to look at that. You can find recent files, file requests, and deleted files. So the question is, he already has Dropbox on his desktop, and he's wondering if I share a folder with him, will he see that on his desktop? So we can definitely check that out now. So let's do a quick shared folder with you. I believe it will if your folder is synced. Okay? So if your folder is synced to your online account, then it should. It should share. It should, I don't even know why it's not doing. Oh, well. Yes. So I think it would give her a link, right? And she would have to click on that link. And so she would be able, depending on her permissions, I don't know if she would have to, she doesn't have to download or sign up in any account. So if you set it to where anyone can view it, then she shouldn't have to sign in or create an account. It would just open up in your browser. It would just open up in your internet browser. You would just click, because you would get an email. So you would click in your email, and then it would bring it up on your browser. So there's a lot of flexibility with permissions, and you can allow some people to see it for a certain amount of time. So that's what really makes Dropbox useful. Like EJ said, there are different apps that allow it to be integrated with Google Drive, and also with there was something recently that allows it to be integrated with the Microsoft Office programs that you have on your computer. So that's something that is recent, but I haven't used that before. And then going back to our Office 365, this is another cloud-based system. And so I believe there was something new, trying to remember, that you can use with this if you have it that allows you to it was in our user-friendly. So Leah put that up there where if you have Office 365, and I clicked on PowerPoint, there's a way that you can collaborate with other people in Office 365, similar to how Google Drive does it and similar to how you could do it with Dropbox. And I think you click on Share, and it kind of allows that real-time sharing that's similar to Google Drive. So Microsoft is also trying to compete with Google and Dropbox and some of the other companies. So Microsoft has developed some features that are similar. So just wanted to mention that, even though I'm not really going to go into detail about Office 365. So like I said before, the main idea with these programs is it has to be customizable to you. Use what you feel comfortable with and try different things out. There's so much information out there that many of you know more about it than even me. But I just wanted to share with you guys today how I use it and what I know about it. And these are the two that I use on a daily basis. Any other questions? Yeah. iCloud. So iCloud is another one. The only issue with iCloud is if you don't have an iPhone, then iCloud is kind of I don't know if I like their system. Like for documents, isn't it Pages? And it's not the same, and it's kind of the closed architecture where Apple kind of wants all of their stuff in their own system. Like I can't upload other things that are not Apple related onto that iCloud, if I'm not mistaken. So it's not as user friendly as Drive or Dropbox. So I choose not to use it, but it's an option. I don't think it has as much space as the other ones. One thing I do like about Dropbox is when I take a picture on my phone, it will automatically upload it to my Dropbox. And so that's one of the things I like, because then I can access that picture and then I can, you know, do things with that picture if I need to put it in a presentation for a class or whatever. I can, you know, take a picture. As long as I have Wi-Fi on my phone, then it will immediately upload into my Dropbox. It'll be in the folder on my computer. It'll also be online. So, sorry I went went beyond your question, but Apple's iCloud is to me limiting, so I don't really like using it. Yes. Yes. I don't know how it's different from Office 365. There's something called OneDrive, which is similar to the other ones. I don't use that either because I don't think it's as good, but the last time I used it was a year or two ago, so they probably made some improvements to it. I know Microsoft is really trying to catch up with Google, so I'm sure it's much better than when I tried it, but I didn't like it when I tried it the first time. So if, you know, it is an option. I just, that's not something that I'm familiar with. EJ? Is that on your phone? Oh, so do you use your iCloud? And it's all filled up, or? Okay. You don't have to because you have to sign in, right, to use it. So if you don't sign in, then you're not using it. It's probably because you're using up memory and it's trying to find space for things. But even on my Mac, since I use a Mac, but I also use a Windows too, but when I turn on the computer, it wants me to log into iCloud. But I don't log in because I don't really care about iCloud. So if you're on your phone, if you don't want to use iCloud, you don't have to sign in. So, well, you wouldn't be using your hard drive. It would be stored there. So you wouldn't need to save it on your computer. So I guess that's how you could save space. So, I'm not sure how, you still might need more space even after you use your iCloud, because they don't give you as much as Google or Dropbox. So it depends on what I chose. So if I wanted to share a photo with you and I wanted to put a time limit on that, then I can't. I don't think it's going to notify you until you click on it. Yeah, until you try to click on it. Yeah, I don't think it does that. Stephanie had a question, and then Lee. So there are so many different programs. You mentioned Carbonite, and yeah, like you said, having access to it is one of the key benefits of it. Lee, you had a question? You can. You would just right-click on it and say Save As, and then put it where you want to put it. So you could put it on your cloud. You could put it on your desktop or your hard drive. So you can. I'm not even sure if they have that feature where it like blocks you from trying to save it. I don't think they have that. Well, the way that you would do that is you probably just do a screenshot and just copy that. So you probably still could have gotten it. As long as it's on your screen, you could. Yeah, but if you just wanted to have them, you could have them some way. Maurice. Okay, so in Google, let me see. Did I sign out? I don't even think I signed out. When you click on the little dots here, they have certain things. Google Drive is one of them. If you click on more, there should be something related to sites. You can just search for it, or you can do the even more. This is Google's assistant is asking me how she can help, but we're not going to do that. That gets us to other things. But what Maurice was referring to was some of the sites that they have. And you can definitely just type that in, but I wanted to look at all the different features they had. And sites is right here. and I'll click on that. And that's where Google allows you to create a website. And that would be a great topic for someone in our group to tell us about. And that kind of segues to the last thing I want to say before closing, which is if you're passionate about something and you would love to share that with the group, we really are hoping that you do that. We want to have an opportunity for members to talk about the things that they have a passion about, that they use, that they know, and to share that information with other people. So this is an open invitation to all our members to think about what you would be willing to share with our group. Even if you're, as long as you, it's something that you're knowledgeable about or can do some research on, it would be a great opportunity for you to share that. If you're involved in businesses and you want to share that with people, if you're involved in something with health, please share that. If you're interested in entertainment or you know about traveling and how to get good deals on traveling, please think about sharing that and presenting. It doesn't have to be a whole hour. We're considering doing multiple topics in a meeting. But that's one of the greatest resource of this group is the people. And so that's what I hope that we're planning on, having more meetings where our members share the great knowledge, experience, resources that they have with everyone else. And so as Maurice mentioned, there are so many things that we can explore. Sites is one of them with Google. But that is all for this evening from me. Thank you for coming. And that is the end of our meeting.